Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Thursday morning to you. Nice to be with you. We are coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Great to be here. All right, we are front-loading, which means three interviews all in the first half of the program. But that should not prevent you from calling me and doing so right now. 1-800-636-8686. You want to do that because my first interview is coming up at 40 past the hour. Houston Cougars head basketball coach Kelvin Sampson. That means, though, you can call and get through next segment. Hell, for the right call, I'd put you up this segment. I'd bust this format wide open for you. 1-800-636-8686. Kelvin Sampson. Top of hour number two, America's team. The topic again, the Browns. A big topic on this show, Jarvis Landry joins me. Top of hour two. Also in the second hour, I've got an NFL Network analyst and a broadcaster for the Chargers, Daniel Jeremiah. Big, big game tonight. Chiefs and Chargers, AFC West, AFC implications overall. Top seed might be in the balance. All of that coming up in the first half of the program. You have your phone number. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. You know that. Or email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Had to decide where to start today. Kind of a tough call, actually, because you got that big matchup tonight. But then I started to think, it's actually time that we had a conversation. We need to have a conversation. We need to talk, you and I. And I want to have the conversation right now because it's important that once we have this conversation, you then have the conversation with everybody who's important to you. One of those deals. You know, kind of heavy off the top, right? Talk to your significant other. Talk to your kids. Talk to your parents. Talk to your coworkers. It's that important a conversation. A conversation that we need to have that is about this. The freaking Toronto Raptors. We need to talk about the Raptors. The Raptors are a good basketball team. They're a very good basketball team. Now, I'm not talking about the fact that they've got the best record in the NBA by a healthy margin. That's not my point. It's bigger than that. Let's go back a few weeks to when Toronto beat Golden State 131-128 in OT. Now, that was big, but it was tempered by the fact that Golden State did not have Steph Curry and that the game was in Toronto. Yeah, well, last night, Golden State did have Steph Curry, and that game was in Oakland, and Toronto won by 20, 113-93. And it was the second game of a back-to-back, and they did it without Kawhi Leonard. So that's kind of a big deal, kind of a big story, and it's more about Toronto than it is Golden State. I mean, yeah, I know the Raptors have swept the season series with Golden State. It says a lot about the Raptors. But if you're looking for me to rush in and bury Golden State in mid-December, you're barking up the wrong tree. You got the wrong guy, the wrong show. I'm not doing that. I mean, sure, they didn't have much energy. They didn't have a whole lot of urgency. But we've seen this before from them. They know how the regular season goes. They know how long it is. They know what they have to do to pace themselves. So for right now, last night was not about Golden State. It was all about the Raptors. It was all about the fact that they had five starters in double figures. It was all about the fact that they've got crazy versatility. It was all about the fact that they get after you defensively. It was all about the fact that Serge Ibaka looks like the old Serge Ibaka. And again, they did it without Kawhi Leonard, and they did it 24 hours after they beat the Clippers by 24 in their house. So what I'm saying is, it's a big deal. It's a big story. You need to talk about it. We need to talk about it because it is a big story. But it is not the biggest story in California sports. Far from it. Because that honor goes to the LA Dodgers. Yes, the Dodgers ripped the headlines from everybody with the news that they have made an enormous addition to their pitching staff. I'm talking about the news that The Athletic broke that World Series champion Joe Kelly has reportedly signed with the LA Dodgers for 3 years and $25 million. Party at OG's, because the pride of Corona High School and the king of Riverside is coming home. Man, I love that deal so much. I am so about that deal. I'm all in. The dude who grew up skateboarding in SoCal is now going to pitch at Dodger Stadium. Did you see this guy in the postseason and the World Series? He was unhittable. That fastball was nasty. And the only thing nastier than the triple-digit heater is the attitude. This guy's intense. He has been on the biggest stage in all of baseball, and he thrived once he got there. And the thing is, he had some tough moments during the regular season. He had some times where it could have all gotten away from him, but it didn't. He turned it around, and the guy was a boss. No, the guy was a beast when he needed it most. Brass does not do Joe Kelly justice. This is a dude who rolled to the mound last season to the remix sounds of that Walmart yodeling kid. He has a freaking stud. You know you're reaching for your Molly and your glow sticks in some abandoned warehouse in the 909. I'm telling you, if you're an opposing hitter and you see that guy coming to the bump with that music and his arm, you know you're in trouble. And if you're New York Yankee Tyler Austin, you definitely were in trouble.
That base runner at second base looked like he got a piece of Brock Holt. The bench is cleared after that. And that's why he gets drilled here. He slams the bat. Now he's making a move. And here he comes on the run. And now fisticuffs as Kelly's being tackled and punches being thrown. The dugout's empty. Here come the bullpens again. And this time it's for real. Unlike the last time, punches and tackles. And we're going to see some ejections after this one. And the Red Sox and Yankees are at it again.
My man Joe Kelly defending his teammates, dotting Austin. Austin slams his bat in the dirt, and Kelly's like, bring it on. Get out here, man. Let's do this. Austin charges the mound. Kelly starts connecting with Austin's head. Kelly was a pitcher who then became a legend. This guy's then dropping the puck at Bruins games. He's spending some of that six-game suspension in the Fenway bleachers. And now he's coming home. And this is exactly what the Dodgers need. They need that arm. They need that attitude. And Kelly had both on display in the postseason. Pitching in the World Series, in the stadium that's a few miles from where you grew up, wearing a visiting uniform. That should be incredibly tough. Except Kelly made it look easy. You remember, one earned run, 13 strikeouts, no walks in 11 and a third postseason innings. He pitched six scoreless innings against the Dodgers in the World Series. You think maybe that might be a nice bridge to Kenley Jansen? I'd say so. Certainly a hell of a lot better than the Dodgers set up men and what they were doing in the World Series when they insisted on giving up runs just about every single time they entered the game. So let me be the first to welcome home Joe Kelly. I'm on record as saying 818 for life. 818
for life.
818 for life. But Joe Kelly makes me wish that I was born and raised up in the 909. Yeah, I said it. The king is coming home. I'll be at the airport waiting for you, brother.
Brother.
Or I'll see you at OG's. Or both. Man, I am pumped. I am so hyped for that signing. I don't root, but I am hyped. This is a big, big Joe Kelly house. And now it's going to be a big, big Joe Kelly town. My man's coming home. The prodigal son comes home. The king is back. 1-800-636-8686. Otherwise, I would have started with a big fat preview. Thursday night football, the season finale of TNF. On any other day, other than the day that Joe Kelly returns home, I would have started off with that. Chiefs, Chargers, who do you like? I talked about this morning on 97.3 The Fan with my man Dan Cilio, our San Diego affiliate, FM sports talker. I said, nobody anywhere in life, in any walk of life, nobody should beat anybody at anything nine times in a row in any walk of life, not just football, not pro football, not college football, not sports. I mean, nothing. Nothing should happen nine times in a row, yet the Chiefs have beaten the Chargers nine times in a row. Can that really happen 10 times? I want to get into that. I'll tell you who I like and why. That's coming up later on. Additionally, Patrick Reed back in the news. Man, people hate this dude. People absolutely hate this dude. And this dude doesn't care, which is why I love this dude. But there is an update, and we will get to that as well. NFL in Vegas. This kind of makes me laugh, actually. Remember, it was not that long ago that the NFL would not get anywhere near Vegas. The NFL wanted nothing to do with Vegas. Remember a couple of years back when Tony Romo was going to have like a fantasy convention in Vegas, and the league shut that down? They wanted nothing to do with that. Now, all of a sudden, the NFL cannot get enough of Vegas. Now the NFL is all about Vegas. It's kind of like that guy. Every group has one of these guys. You know, that guy that never went to Vegas? Like, we all started going to Vegas when we were in college. When was the first time you went to Vegas? First time I went to Vegas was when I was in college, and it was everything I thought it would be. Like, nothing lives up to the hype. Vegas was the most amazing place ever. Yeah, well, there's always that one guy in the group that didn't go when the rest of us went and didn't get there until he was, like, late 30s, maybe even early 40s. And now dude wants to go every single weekend, and dude can't stop talking about the Vegas roadie, this beat, this win, this stripper, this show, this beer. You know, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Let's call the guy, I don't know, Hawk. Hawk. Yeah, well, the new Hawk is Roger. Roger Goodell. He's a little late to that Vegas party, but now he can't get enough. I'll explain what I mean by that. This email says, Van Smack, Thursday Night Football. Here we are. Here the bleep we are.
Here we are. Here the we are.
Kansas City is known as a hospitality town. And let me be the first one to welcome Philip Rivers and his 9 franchises to the city of fountains. Dude makes Alvy blush. I'm not sure if Phyllis is going to take a costly fourth quarter sack, fumble while setting up a game-winning field goal, or impregnate somebody tonight. But the one thing I do know is that Camaro Head is going to be lit. John and KC, we're watching the helmetless Norv Turner and Ray Liotta smashing each other in the Oklahoma drill. It's a bad email, John. It's a bad tone setter. It's a bad way to start things off. However, I can appreciate the heat. KC's ready. Chiefs fan, don't wait on me. Don't wait for my prediction. Get your ass up in here right now. What do you think is going to happen tonight? This is it. The big matchup of the weekend is not what we all thought it would be. Steelers, Patriots. They're not the two best teams in the AFC. The two best teams in the AFC are going to get it on tonight. Chiefs, Chargers. The Chargers, now if they win this game, the Chiefs still have the tiebreaker. But the Chiefs still have to deal with the likes of the Seahawks. The Chargers can still play their way into the top seed. Huge game. Who do you like? I can't lie to you. I've been thinking about it all week long. Short week, but I'm thinking about it all week long, and I've been bouncing back and forth. But I've got a prediction, and I'll have it for you. This email says, Rome, in the spirit of Josh in Detroit, I'll be giving, whooping it up, with some pump fist today after being selected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thanks, Rick Allen. Unwar, the overrated Radiohead, getting in after stealing songs from the Hollies and the Beatles. Or the Zombies and the Cure, Mike D for 3. Name that tune champion. Look at Mike D for 3 coming in on the email. Bro, that's a reason to go. Saying that a Hall of Fame group or artist is stealing songs. The Cure. I love The Cure. I'm a big Robert Smith guy. That's a great band, The Cure. Rome, I am the baddest man from Corona. Not Joe Kelly. Let me at him. I will destroy him in a 3-minute call. Signed, The B.I.C.
How did you land this beautiful woman, Grant? You must have $10 million and a crank the size of that microphone you're talking
about. John in Huntington Beach wore the Dodgers, finally getting over in 2019. It's a tough call, isn't it? Who's the baddest guy in the 909? The baddest guy. The baddest guy from Corona. Joe Kelly or Brad? It's a tough call. Joe Kelly is nasty. He did it on a really big stage. Then again, so did Brad. The smack off. And he's done it over and over and over again. When we return, I've got an open segment. You never know what might happen. Kelvin Sampson coming up at 40 past. Jarvis Landry, top of the hour. Daniel Jeremiah, next hour, to help us break down Chargers and Chiefs. There is something to be said for being the best. You know, when you've outrun, outpaced, and outsmarted the competition. Elite athletes know you cannot be the best until you have beaten the best. So if you want to compete at the highest level, you've got to be strong and stay strong, just like Castrol Edge, the strongest full synthetic motor oil engineered with fluid titanium technology. Castrol Edge. Let me give you an example here. Did you know that friction can rob 10% of performance from your engine? So then imagine you're lined up across from somebody who's operating at peak efficiency, 100%. But you're like at 90? You're going to get nailed. You'll get hammered every single time. Castrol Edge is stronger under pressure. It's going to prevent that from happening. Not only strong, but three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. I'm not just throwing that out there. I'm not putting it out there. That was tested by the legend, Kurt Orban. What I'm saying is, it's the strength that your engine needs to perform at its highest level and keep you living on the edge. Castrol Edge is in my vehicle. It should be in yours too. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Castrol Edge.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. What's cracking? All right. So once again, on any other day, on Thursday night before a showdown like the Chargers and the Chiefs, you know I'm going to start there. Unless, of course, Joe Kelly is coming home, and he is. So that's what I led with. Later on, Kelvin Sampson, about 15 minutes out, joins us. Head basketball coach at Houston, Jarvis Landry, top of the hour. Daniel Jeremiah, next hour to break down Chiefs and Chargers. Now, yesterday, something pretty interesting happened. Matt in L.A. called. That's not that interesting. He calls all the time. And generally, when he calls, you know where he's going and what he's going to do. Except yesterday, he went somewhere that I did not expect. Totally unsolicited, unwarranted, and out of nowhere. The guy shows up, and he does this to a respected colleague of mine.
I want to wish all my peoples at the CBS Sports Net a happy holiday season. Jimmy, give my best to DA, who is literally smiling ear to ear these days. I mean, Jack Nicholson's Joker thinks dude has a ginormous grin.
So I said, as soon as that went down, like, Matt, number one, where the hell did that come from? Number two, man, you keep DA's name out your mouth. Come on, Matt. You know I respect you. You're welcome to call the program. I've put myself far enough out there as it is, taking your call as often as I do, but how are you going to take a run at my guy like that? DA has got his own show. DA is a great talent. He precedes me and us on the CBS Sports Radio Network. He has hosted this show in my absence. This guy knows exactly what he's doing. He does not need me to take up for him. But that call worked its way back to him. He played it on his show. And sure enough, he wanted to call our show this morning to respond. And certainly he's got that right. Let's go to the hotline right now. My man, DA. What's up, brother? How are you?
What's up, Romy? I am doing great. Just beamed down to the Vine. Jungle is hot. I'm feeling it. Kind of smells like a decayer around here. So I just wanted to address Matt in L.A. If that's your real name, it's not. Sure, Gardena is L.A. It's not. It's where you live when you can't afford L.A., Matt. It's where you live when you can't afford Montebello, Matt. Gardena is like wanting to eat Spago in Beverly Hills, but settling for a hot dog on the rollers at 76. You see, Matt, I smile because I have my big, beautiful, bright teeth. All of them. Crazy, right, Matt? All of them. I'm sure your family would faint if they saw a full smile of chiclets and full dental coverage. It's awesome. You're the guy Rome goes to, Matt, when the better caller hung up. You're the guy Rome goes to, Matt, when Jeff Passan from the winter meetings needs to get better cell service for a minute. You're what we call wallpaper, radio wallpaper. It's ugly, out of date, but always there to cover up a crack in the drywall. I'm even surprised Jim caught your crack at my teeth, Matt. He's usually talking to Alvin and Hawk during your calls about more important parts of the show, like what temperature the studio is at and when to play the Cars for Kids commercial. Here's the best part, Jim. I'm here 3 hours every day, 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year on the same radio network. But he called you to rip me instead of calling me to rip me. He's as scared as Urkel walking into a ring with Mike Tyson. Rome wore Nicholson's Joker over Heath Ledger's, wore the aliens and clones, wore leading into a Hall of Famer. Rome racked me and my oversized grill. Outro!
My man. Didn't I say I don't need to handle this guy's business for him? DA's got it. Atta kid. Make sure he gets racked. You see, Matt, why would you want to do that? Why did you want any part of that? Atta boy, DA. Not that I had any doubts at all. Damon Amendolara. He is the host of the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. He does precede me. He has hosted this show in my absence. He will again. If you were watching on CBS Sports Network, maybe you saw that on TV. That was awesome. Be careful who you take a run at. Outro. All right, so again, that goes back to yesterday. You see what happens, Matt. You do that drive-by, it lasts maybe 15 seconds, but you take a run at a respected guy, a pedigreed guy, a guy who's got some skins, and then he shows up with a two-minute takedown or more. Was that worth that 15-second drive-by? I'm going to say it was not. 1-800-636-8686. Nice job, DA. Well done. Extremely well done. Now, Matt, that does not mean that you come back in here and then you try and take a run at Tiki or Tierney. And you sure as hell better keep Scotty Farrell's name out your mouth. Don't do that.
Fat ass.
Wow. All right. In addition to that, and I'm looking for your reaction to it. Nice job, DA. Extremely well done. We've got the matchup coming up tonight. I do want to talk about the winter meeting, something he mentioned. The fact that cell service is horrible at the winter meetings, and it's tough to get any work done, any business done. I have that story, too. He touched on that. Also, the Clippers. The Clippers are going in. The Clippers are trying to find a way to turn not only Kawhi Leonard, but Kevin Durant. ESPN had that. This email says, DA, smack off. Jim in Green Bay. Listen, DA is more than welcome to be in the smack off. He's got his own show. He's got his own brand. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need that. Now, if a guy like that ever said, hey, Rome, can I do that? All day long. But again, he's got his own thing. He's got his own brand. He's got his own show. He's got his own business. Rome, what rhymes with DA? Freaking smack off. Aaron in Omaha. Warren Nebraska volleyball Final Four victory tonight. You know what's funny about that? Every time this guy emails, he wars that. And every single time, whoever handles that on the other side of the glass crosses it out. But forgot to this time. Hawk didn't get it this time. It got through. The Nebraska volleyball reference. Your pal Rich in the 636. His Twitter handle is at ChlorophyllDUI. At Chlorophyll DUI is the handle, Alvy.
Chlorophyll.
He tweets, oh my God, DA just murdered Matt on national radio. At Hitman Canadian tweets, someone bring back Ho to dig up Matt in LA because DA just buried him alive. Hashtag golden ticket. Again. See, DA, we're on a different level, right? I'm not going to offer DA a golden ticket. DA is a peer. DA is a colleague. It's not like that. You know, DA is a friend. Now, if you were to say to me, hey, Rome, you know what? I'd like to be in the smack off, actually. I think that'd be pretty cool. But I'm not going to insult him. Now, I'm not going to insult you by saying that I'm not going to insult him, but he's not a caller. He just wanted to respond to Matt in L.A. having that drive-by run at him. The guy wants to be in the smack off. Okay, like Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan, a friend, a colleague, a peer. He wanted to be in the smack off, so I put him in the smack off. And he crushed it. Top three, first time in. Pauly T. Wall tweets, DA took a bite out of Matt. Trevor Douglas tweets, Matt in L.A., just one question. How D.A.'s ass taste?
Tell me how my ass tastes.
All right, when we come back, Kelvin Sampson is going to join me. Go ahead, I'll take it. Bring it on in. I'll reset this. We're going to go back to back. So if you want to get into this, I'm going to have to reset it. Kelvin Sampson, then Jarvis Landry. Jimmy Welsh tweets, DA dropping outro on that phone call. Classic. Killed him. Matt, just go away.
Outro!
I'm not saying Matt just go away. I'm saying, Matt, you probably shouldn't have done that. But I like Matt. I'm not telling the guy to go away. I'm saying, what were you thinking? Why did you do that? Keep DA's name out your mouth. Houston Cougars head basketball coach Kelvin Sampson when we come back. First up, a sports update for you. Brad Heller.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Right back at it. I am Jim Rome. Good to be with you on this Thursday. Top of the hour, we are talking Browns football. Jarvis Landry joins me then, but right now we are talking college basketball, specifically Houston Cougar basketball. We are joined by the head coach there. He is in his fifth season at Houston, AAC Conference Coach of the Year last season. Fifth Conference Coach of the Year award in his career. Houston over LSU last night. Big win, 82-76. They are undefeated, 9-0, 22nd in the coaches' poll. Houston is hosting St. Louis on Sunday. We are joined by Cougars head coach Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Jim, always good to be on with you, brother.
Kelvin, always good to have you on. You and I have done this for a long, long time. Good to have you back. Let me start, Kelvin, with that win over LSU last night. You were down 10 at halftime, then down 15 in the second half, and then something happened. You start to dominate on the offensive glass. You outscore LSU 31-12 over the next 12 minutes to take that lead. What did that particular run tell you about this team?
I think just our maturity and our leadership. If you're going to have a good year, be able to battle through games like that. You've got to have seniors that buy in. They believe in the culture. They love, as corny as it sounds, they play for each other. They love each other. And I think that's what the team has developed. You know, when you go through, you know, we're allowed to have them in June, and we put them through, tough weight training, conditioning. We get on them, we demand of them, but they go through it together, and I think they form an appreciation for each other. And then when you get in games like last night and you're down 15, you've got to have something to draw back from. And I think our foundation here has always been our toughness and grittiness, and I think offensive rebounds, getting every loose ball, making the extra pass, playing selfless. This team is starting to buy into that. And being down 15 last night, come back and win it, I just give a lot of credit to Galen Robinson, our senior point guard, and the toughness of our team.
Kelvin Sampson, my guest. In terms of Galen Robinson, Kelvin, he had 18. He said that when you were down 15, he heard some LSU chants from the crowd, and his reaction was, quote, "It really touched a nerve. So I was like, there's no way I'm quitting. No way are we losing this game," end quote. I mean, it doesn't surprise you, but what's it tell you about him as a competitor?
That kid's come a long way, Jim. You know, we've got a beautiful new arena. That crowd last night was incredible. We have a home court advantage now. But when we recruited Galen, all we had was a blueprint. We showed him pictures of what the arena would be. We sold him on a vision, and he bought in before we had any of this. We were coming off in our first year, we were 13-19, just building the program, just trying to, you know, change the culture, the mindset, the attitude here. And, you know, he started as a freshman. His freshman year, I think we won 22. Sophomore year 21, last year 27, and now this is his team. Last year Rob Gray, Devin Davis, we had some great seniors last year, but You know, Galen is you know, he's one of those kids that touches your heart. He's a Houston kid, Westbury Christian High School, about 5 miles from campus. He loves this city. He loves this university. He loves his team. And all that factors in, I think, to how he approached that our team and our game. When we went at halftime, you know, the players go into their locker room. The coaches go a different direction into the coaches' locker room. And I could hear Galen through the walls talking to the team about keeping their head up. You know, this 10-point deficit, you know, ain't nothing. You know, and he was really laying into a couple of them, too. And you got a leader that will hold his teammates accountable. Then all of a sudden you have a player-coach team, and those teams are always the best.
Kelvin Sampson joining us. You know, also, you mentioned the atmosphere last night, the vibe. That was your 22nd straight win at the Fertitta Center, and it was really rocking in the second half. You know, Kelvin, you talked about that first year and the challenges that you faced and the vision you had and that you wanted to build something. So you have built it. I mean, you're still in the process of building it out, but you have built it, and it's growing, and it's becoming a monster onto itself. What's it like to see the students in the community embrace that program the way they have and to see them in the building the way it was last night?
It's emotional. You know, we won. You know, last year we played all our home games at Texas Southern University. So, you know, we were renting somebody else's home that we called ours. But we won 19 consecutive games there, 15 last year, and then the first four there this year. Now we've won three in a row over at the Fertitta Center, which makes it 22. But, you know, I knew that we would get this turned around in terms of support from the crowd when the students bought in. We played three games here, Jim, against Oregon, Lamar, and LSU. And the one section that has been completely full, packed, standing room only, has been our student section. Now, last night, there was not an open seat in the house, and you could almost feel it in that gym. That place was rocking. And now we have a home court advantage. When we were in Hot Fines those first few years, well, that first year, if we didn't have comp tickets for the families, we'd have been in trouble. The second year, it got a little better. Third year, a little bit better. Last year at Texas Southern, you know, we had some great wins over there late. But coming over to the Fertitta Center, people are excited. And the thing I've noticed is the city is starting to buy in. You know, Alex Bregman from the Astros was there last night. Eric Gordon was there last night. Chris Paul called me early yesterday morning. He was going to come over with his brother and some of his friends, and I don't think he showed up. But it just shows you there's a vibe around Houston basketball now that's extending from our campus into the city. And now all of a sudden we're starting to become a hot ticket, and that's when you start getting things going.
We're talking to Kelvin Sampson, the head coach at Houston. You mentioned what it was like in that building and how emotional it was. When you talk about something emotional, after you beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater, there was a special moment where you walked over to Eddie Sutton to talk to him, and you gave him a kiss on the cheek. What were those battles with him like back in the day, and what did that moment last week mean to you?
Oh, man. You know, when I first got to Oklahoma, Jim, I came from the Pac-10. It was the Pac-10 then. You know, I was just a young guy. Eddie, to me, was a legend. There's so many great coaches in that league. Roy was at Kansas. Norm Stewart at Missouri. Eddie at Oklahoma State. And later on, Coach Knight at Texas Tech. Just a great coaches league. But the one coach that really challenged me was always Eddie Sutton, because they were our in-state rival. We played them twice every year. Both teams were always good. Both teams were always ranked. But he was one of those coaches that you knew if you didn't prepare the right way and have some kind of plan that you were going to get embarrassed, because he's an elite coach. I mean, It was really a blessing that when I got to Oklahoma that Coach Sutton was there, because he did make me a better coach. And I've always appreciated him. I've always respected him. I did get a little emotional when I went over to see him because I didn't know what kind of health he was in. Sean and Scott, his sons, told me, I would always ask him, how's Coach Sutton doing? How's your dad doing? And they would tell me. But until you see it, I don't think I was prepared for that. And then when I got in the press conference afterwards, I got a little emotional. But that's because of the respect and love I had for him and what he's done for the game. You know, Eddie's one of those guys that influenced a generation of coaches with his style. You know, he's from the Coach Iba tree. And Coach Iba, for years, was the preeminent coach and basketball coach in the country. And his tree extends so far down. Coach Sutton's tree does, too. So nothing but respect. I know we were bitter rivals, and those games were – you said, well, you know, run your offense and, you know, get a good shot. We were just trying to get a shot. We played Oklahoma State. It was hard to get a shot against them. They were so good. But it's a great rivalry, one that I think was great for both universities and something that helped shape and mold me early in my career.
Yeah, he brought out the best in you. Before you go, you're so right, Kelvin, when you talk about that league being a great coaches league, you mentioned Bob Knight. What was it like to go up against Bob Knight at that juncture of his career?
I coached against Coach Knight when I was a young guy at Washington State, and that's a very humbling experience when you're coaching against a legend and you're just a young guy trying to figure things out. He was a giant, you know, a guy you looked up to. Him, Coach Sutton, I would put in the same category as they're just giants in the game. And there's always a little, when you're a young guy, and if you're being completely honest, you say there probably is a little bit of intimidation there. You know, here I am, this young coach, kind of a nobody, and trying to scrap and claw and fight, get my team to do the same thing. And there's Coach Knight down there, there's Coach Sutton down there, and, you know, You don't feel worthy sometimes, Jim. That's the way I felt. But I think you learn from those games that, you know, just prepare your team. You learn from them. Coach Knight did some things to our 1-4 offense that really helped me later in that year. Coach Sutton always did something defensively to take us out of our offense that I would try to use later in the year. So it was a very humbling experience, but also a very beneficial experience because whoever coached against them, not just me, anybody that coaches against Coach Knight and Coach Sutton, they're going to make you better coaches.
Kelvin Sampson, my guest, building something big in Houston. They are undefeated right now. They are 9-0. They're number 22 in the coaches poll. They're at home against St. Louis on Sunday. That is a 3 p.m. Eastern start and a great come-from-behind victory over LSU. Kelvin, appreciate you very much. Always great to get caught up. Really appreciate what you're doing there in Houston, and let's make sure we do it again before the end of the season. Got to talk some more ball with you.
I love it, Jim. Thank you.
Kelvin, thanks so much. Always good to get caught up. Kelvin Sampson. I can't get enough of him. When he talks about what it was like on the way up, to go up and to kind of knock heads with, match wits with, and what a real thing to say at the very end. He said, look, if we're being honest, when you're a young guy coming up and you're going up against the likes of Bob Knight or Eddie Sutton, yeah, there's an intimidation factor, if we're being honest. And I'm sure young coaches would say the same thing about going up against Kelvin Sampson right now. In Houston, there is a buzz to that program. The Fertitta Center was bumping. Good energy. He built that thing out. He went there and did exactly what he said that he would do. All right, looking ahead to hour number two, Jarvis Landry is going to join me at the top of the hour. So the very next segment, we'll have that for you. Daniel Jeremiah joins me next hour, too. We talk about the Chiefs and the Chargers. Who do you have tonight? Tremendous AFC Western showdown. Both teams kind of busted up, especially in the backfield. And we'll get into it. I want to reset DA coming in and responding to Matt in L.A. Dear Rome, you can't spell smack off without DA. Signed, Dexter Manley. Yeah, yo, fellas, behind the glass. I don't know if you know this. Dexter Manley stuff's not funny. Now you do. All right, when we come back, Jarvis Landry, my thanks to Kelvin Sampson. Hey, what do you want to hit on? Pick it up. Call me up. Also, Jim Rome Podcast is live, F63, with Teddy Atlas. If you're a boxing fan, that is a must listen. Even if you're not, it is a must listen. Stay tuned.